Although they cover only 1% of the Earth's surface, coral reefs are home to over 25% of all marine species. They are the largest living structures on the planet, created by millions of tiny organisms over millennia. And they're the subject of a book called Reef. Matt Oldfield is one of the authors, and he believes that one of the most important aspects of tropical coral reefs is their contribution to people.
So many people rely on tropical coral reefs for their food, basically. X number of millions of people every single day fish on coral reefs to get their daily protein. Without them, they've got to find other sources of food, basically. So the threats that coral reefs are now facing are presenting huge problems for all these populations throughout the tropics, basically.
And why are they threatened? What's happening to them?
There's things like global warming, which is a less sort of direct effect. But because of the amount of fishing that's going on, there's obviously the very simple methods of fishing, but there's a lot more destructive methods that are being used nowadays. Things like cyanide fishing, which is used to supply fish for the live fish trade. So fish are stunned using a cyanide solution, caught by the fishermen, placed in holding tanks, and then shipped out to whatever market, be it Hong Kong, Singapore, Taiwan. But unfortunately, the cyanide kills the coral as well, plus all the smaller organisms. So the coral reef itself is destroyed. Fishermen have also turned to using homemade bombs, called blast fishing, where they'll stuff a bottle with an explosive, throw it overboard, and it shatters the coral and stuns the fish, which then collects. But again, it just demolishes huge areas. Less direct effects, man's activities on land, logging and things like this. For instance, in a lot of Southeast Asia, forests have been cleared for oil palm plantations, and forests are clear felled, and the runoff as a result of that, the soil is washed into the rivers and the streams, eventually ends up in the sea and smothers the reefs. And also the amount of nitrogen that's coming out now into the sea is increasing the phytoplankton, again decreasing the visibility, which is bad for corals, basically.
And what's been done to combat some of these things?
Unfortunately, not huge amounts. Reefs around the globe are struggling. What we're hoping is that our book might give some people the ability to recognise the fact that these ecosystems are vital to so many millions of people. But it's just getting people aware of the marine environment in general, making them understand how important it is and how beautiful it is, basically. In other locations, people are trying to provide alternative livelihoods for fishermen. There have been many different attempts at coral transplanting, where they take live corals from a healthy reef, grow small ones up, and then plant them onto damaged reefs so to give it a better chance of reconstruction. They've tried using electricity to regenerate corals on land alongside rivers and things, setting up buffer zones where they're not allowed to cut the forest down. But the sort of policing is involved is just so huge. To be honest, it is too little too late, I think, from a lot of reefs, particularly in very heavily populated areas.
And in terms of these rather dramatic forms of fishing, like the blast fishing and the cyanide fishing and so on, are they actually legal and allowed to happen?
No, not at all. But again, the policing involved is just a nightmare. Say, for instance, take Indonesia, how many millions of kilometres of coastline they have, how many thousands of islands, huge population, and the budget for their sort of marine police and just policing this sort of problem is minuscule. It's almost impossible to control. What is necessary is to cut the demand. If you could reduce the demand for live fish in restaurants or for things like a shark's fin. So rather than targeting the people that are actually causing the damage, they're just trying to make a living. It's the demand that has to be stopped, and it's an extremely difficult thing to do.
That's Matt Oldfield. His book Reef is published by Dorling Kindersley.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.